Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
Live from City Center at White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 26th edition of Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life science.
You got that right, Mixmaster Matt Cann. And don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She's the world's fastest talking woman. She lives in her world, and you're welcome to it. It's Fran's World. And now, here's your host, Fran Capo.
Hey, woohoo! Here we are at City Center. Look at all these thousands of people. Not right in front, but they're all over here. There's thousands of people. Okay. See, there they are. There they are. I love it. See, they're applauding from all the different levels. Anyway, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Matt. It's good to be back with you guys again. Now, a lot has happened always because we only do the show once a month. So a lot has happened in that month. And so let me catch up. First of all, yesterday, well, actually the 23rd, because then he'll smack me if he doesn't. He's like, well, you don't know the date, was my third wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we went to Lake Placid. We had a great time. And we went, you know, walking up where there were, you know, waterfalls and everything. So we had a real nice time. And then the week before that, I went ziplining. Remember my guest last month, Brad Morse, who had created the New York zipline? So we went there with my son to celebrate his birthday. And it was raining. But ziplining in the rain, it's still fun, but you get very wet. But we had a great time. And the people that take care of you there are really great. And it was fun. Because there was this guy who apparently was only like 65, but he looked like he was 85, and he was doing a bucket list. And he was like shuffling along, but they helped him zip line across. I was like, God bless him. You know, this guy, he was like, yeah, I'm ready to do it all. I was like, that's fantastic. So, you know, guys, that November is going to be a very crazy month. First of all, on November 12th, I have my first Fran's World show, which is, not Fran's World, I have my first Love, Laughter, and Light show at the Reed Memorial Library in Carmel at 6 o'clock, and that's talking about a world record mindset. Then November 16th, I have my comedy show at Taramina Restaurant in Peekskill. Saturday, November 16th, if people want to make reservations, they can go, they could call 914-739-4007, and we have three fantastic comics on for that show, and I'll be hosting it. I won't bring my snakes, but I'll be hosting it. And then on November 17th, I have my Love, Laughter, and Life one-woman show again at the St. James, Long Island at the Calderon Theater, and then I leave to go ziplining inside a volcano in Messiah, Nicaragua. And people are like, why? That's what Matt said.
That's exactly what I said. Why would you want to do that?
And I said, because you know what? I don't like the cult. So that's what I figured.
Neither do I.
See? Exactly. So
join the club.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, where is a warmer place than going inside a volcano? But the event that I'm actually doing tomorrow is called Mark Your Brand Event, and that's at noon to 4 at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, and it's all about branding. I mean, you know, and how you do that, and we have speakers, and there's going to be food and lunch, which brings me, of course, then to my first guest. And my first guest is a Dutchess County transplant. He formed CE Avengers, yes, like the Avengers, as a necessity when his employer locked out their personnel from their company. Nice guy. From there, he was able to take this no-name company and create a community on Facebook, Hudson Valley for Live Initiative, which is HV FLI, you know, the first letters of each one of those things I just said, Hudson Valley for Local Initiative. In 4 years, his brainchild has grown to over 6,900 members. That's a lot of people, more people right now than are in the mall. Members and help focus on the importance of shopping local and ways to help their business virtually on social media. With the popularity of the group, he has formed products to help more people shop these local businesses. One of those products, which we're going to be talking about today, is HV Gold Rewards Card, where over 80 small local businesses offer discounts and rewards to help you shop local. And listen, the card's only 10 bucks. You can afford that anyway. That's like a Starbucks coffee. And he does it also to fundraise, to help donate locally and give to the community a well-rounded product for the customers to try businesses they might benefit from and also that they might not have heard of. And why not support your neighbor? He also holds networking events like the one that's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th from noon to 4:30 at Mahoney's Irish Pub at 35 Main Street in Poughkeepsie, with yours truly talking on how to stand out with your brand, because obviously everybody knows I'm the fast talker. By the way, I was just in the Wall Street Journal, and the fast talker had to compete against Google Pixel 4, and I won. He also has a podcast called Tony and Ramon. And so here he is, half of that podcast personality, but the big podcast personality, Raymond Pinheiro.
You got it.
Okay, all right. Well, I had to practice that a couple of times. I kept saying, what is it? What is it? He kept thinking of the pine trees. How are you, Raymond?
How's it going, Fran?
Good. I haven't seen you since, 4 days ago, Monday.
I know.
When I was on your podcast.
Yeah. You were on our podcast, and now we're on your podcast.
It was so symbiotic. Oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, you do things for me. I do things for you. It works. But this is what community is about. And that's what your love for community is all about. Now, tell me, why did you name it CE Avengers, and explain what that part of your company is?
All right, so CE Avengers initially started as an IT company. So CE stood for Consumer Electronics.
Ah, okay.
And basically, like the Avengers will avenge your computer problems. So like the slogan that I usually come off with is, why get a geek when you can get an Avenger? CE Avengers will, you know, avenge your computer, you know, something
right.
like that. And from there, and promoting that, it came out to where now I'm doing a lot more. So I shortened it up from Consumer Electronics now to just CE.
CE, which makes sense. FedEx and all those companies, instead of Federal Express, they shorten it. People will remember it better that way. CE Avengers. And
exactly.
That's a cool name, because who doesn't want to be a hero?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or a legend,
yeah.
As you said on your show, right? Because he has a... What's your slogan about heroes and legends?
Oh, so, you know, if anybody's a fan of The Sandlot, you know, heroes get remembered, but legends never die. You know, that's the whole thing about branding, and basically is, you know, yeah, you could be in business for something, but if you don't have people remember your brand, then it's like, okay, it's... 3 weeks from now, they're not going to know who you are.
Yeah, all they're going to go is, oh, I met that guy, he had brown hair, and he was a plumber. And they're not going to remember, so you have to give them something catchy to remember. So most people, when a company closes down, looks just for another job. But you decided to take a lemon and make it into lemonade. So how did that whole thing transpire?
So I still work for that business.
Ah, that's why you didn't name that business.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't name it. But basically, the reason why is, you know, out of necessity, at the time I was actually going to be buying my home, and so I needed to have funds coming in to at least show something.
Right.
So I created CE Avengers, and I started doing stuff on the side so that way I can utilize a lot of the skills that I learned from when I worked at my previous job at Best Buy.
Okay.
So I was just like, yeah, let me just start, you know, picking up people's computers, start fixing them, and slowly but surely it just started building. More and more people had problems. You know, the rollout with Windows 10 came out, and I was converting people's computers from Windows XP to Windows 10 and Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, slowly but surely, with the group, I've become like a household name when it comes to fixing computers in the Hudson Valley area.
Which is exactly what you want. You want to be able where people will go, that's the guy that can fix that, you know? So now, let me ask you, explain what the Hudson Valley Gold Rewards Card is, and how did you get businesses to join it?
So a part of the, like a lot of the things that I do with
and
my
for those
group,
of you watching, because some of you may be just be listening, here's what the card looks like. Yes.
Yeah. So the reason why I even made this card was because a lot of businesses were saying, you know, hey, I'd like to get some referrals. Can you help me with referrals? And I said, well, can you offer me a discount? And they said, yeah, sure, we can offer you a discount. So I was like, all right, well, how about you offer a discount to me for a year, and I'll sell it to customers and be able to get you a little bit more promotion. So what I basically did was like an exchange. They gave me a discount, and I offered it on the website. And now I'm promoting them on Facebook and Instagram to kind of get more people to notice who they are. I mean, my reach right now in Facebook is over 11,000 if you combine my friends list and my group. And I want to continue to grow that. And as we're growing it, it's basically just helping more and more people see these small local businesses that don't have the budgets that McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, you know, the Target, ShopRite, you know, they all have these big budgets for advertising.
And a whole marketing department and PR department, whereas you're basically the PR department then for these companies.
Exactly.
And so what do people have to do to either join it or be part of it? Like, how do they get involved in that?
So other than being a part of my group, I basically tell them it's $200 for the whole year, so it's not a very large fee.
Right.
With that, they get the capability of advertising in my group as many times as they want, and I also share their posts. I do advertising deals with them when it comes to doing sponsorships for my events and stuff like that. So that's really the benefit of joining the card. So literally, they just have to have a conversation with me for like 5-10 minutes, and I explain to them the benefit. Once they see the benefit because of the amount of people that I can reach, and it's a localized targeted
and
market.
That's what makes it more important, because if somebody has a business and it's a brick and mortar, and then they're like, well, but you're advertising, you know, nobody in Texas is going to come to me, but yours is local, so those people are within the range to be able to utilize those businesses.
Yeah, correct. I mean, my group is 100%, well, close to 99% Hudson Valley. The reason why I can only say 99% is because Facebook sets up their algorithm where you can't see where everyone's from.
Right. So you want to just have your bases covered. And so your motivation behind it was just basically to help people locally and to help people grow their business.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize that if you shop local, you not only will grow those businesses, but they'll be hiring local. So now, you know, your son or your daughter is looking for a job. Well, why not have them stay close to home and get a job close by instead of having to drive all the way down 2 hours to the city? If you live in the Hudson Valley, that's usually about your normal commute. Or go north to Albany or move out of New York, which is happening a lot recently with all the different changes in taxes and whatnot. So why don't we try to keep them here? And the only way you could do that is to promote local. And then as those local businesses hire, they're going to hire those people. They're going to pay more because they're profiting more.
Right.
And then on top of that, they're going to take more of the tax burden as well. So if you want to save on your taxes, you feed local, because feeding local will feed you.
A lot of people don't realize that too, because if you live in a community that does not have a lot of businesses, you have to pay more taxes because there's not businesses to absorb paying some of those taxes. So if you keep people in business, it actually helps lower the personal, you know, tax that you have. And the other thing too is if I want flowers and I know there's a local florist and I'm a web designer, you know, I'll get flowers from you, you use me, I build your web design, and it works as a whole little community. Kind of almost reminds me of like Beauty and the Beast, that little, you know,
little market,
you know, everybody goes through, everybody, hey, Sam, how you doing? Hey, blah, blah, everybody knows everybody. So I do want to give a shout out though, because I would not have met you if it had not been for a good friend of mine, Sabrina Cruz, who runs, her and her husband, actually together, Ultimate Auto Detailing. It's on 96 Route 311 in Carmel, New York. Now, Sabrina is fantastic. She's also helping me with some of my marketing, because I'm always running around, never home to be able to do a lot of stuff. But besides that, before they had the brick and mortar place where they did the Ultimate Detailing, they would go to people's houses and do it there. And we trust them even with like our antique cars and things. They do a fantastic job. And she's one of the sponsors tomorrow for the Mark Your Brand event at noon, that again is going to be taking place from noon to 4 o'clock at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie. Now, let's just go back to this. So tell people what's going to actually be happening tomorrow at the networking event.
So,
and how they could get tickets, obviously.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you go on Facebook and you type in Mark Your Brand, you'll be able to find the event there. Or if you go to Hudson Valley Gold Rewards on the Facebook page there, you'll be able to get the link there. Or if you go to Eventbrite, you could look it up there and you can find it.
Many ways, yes. People. No excuses. Okay.
So the whole point of Mark Your Brand is I want small businesses to come in, and even if you're a person. you know, but people don't believe like social media can mark your brand, but people are getting hired whether they have certain things on their social media or not. So it's important to brand yourself. So there, you're going to be on and you're going to talk about how you brand yourself and basically and brand
how to make
business.
Your brand unique.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. We have a couple other speakers. Elena Roderick, she's out of Transform Mastermind, where she basically is going to talk to you on the grander scale of things, on like more of like the international branding, publishing, stuff like that, to kind of get more of a well-rounded. I mean, you publish too, so it's you could speak on that as well. And we also have a marketing CEO from Capacity Marketing. His name is Eric Eglund. So he's going to tell you the marketing side of branding, and you know why you would want to like have a slogan, a logo, and like a jingle maybe, and stuff like that, because it keeps it in people's mind. And then lastly, is important about the logo. Believe it or not, like certain things, the colors and stuff like that that you have, you definitely want to make sure that you put your logo right. If you don't, it'll kind of really either tarnish your look, or it actually may enhance your look depending on how well you do with your logo. So I have Daniel Katana. Daniel does like a whole spiel about, you know, how to set up your logo, what the colors are important for your logo, stuff like that. So he does a good job with
that. You know, it's funny because people don't realize, but I had read a while back, like the color red makes people hungry. That's why the M in the McDonald's is red.
Yeah, that.
And there are certain colors that create, like when you're doing, you know, ties, business ties, you know, like certain colors that you pick when you go to court. There are certain color ties you don't wear. Their colors are play a huge thing in whether they calm people, get people excited, and you want your brand and your logo to match that. And I have my logo all over my jackets, all over my business cards, everywhere. So the other thing is you have a membership drive, right, that helps promote the businesses, right? So the membership we had already talked about.
Yeah.
So if people want to join, they just go to your website? I mean, how do they join?
So they could go either hit me up on Facebook, Ramon Pinheiro, or if you see the little logo of a superhero, that's me. If you go there, you message me, I could hook you up there. Or if you just go to CEAvengers.com or Hudson Valley Gold Rewards' his website, HVGoldRewards.com. If you go to either one of those websites and you leave a message, I'll be able to contact you. It goes right to my cell phone, and I basically can give you all the information that you need, talk with you, have a meeting with you. I mean, my whole thing is I want to promote you. So it's more of like, just getting to know you as a business is very important. So, you know, I don't want to just put any business on the card.
No, and you don't want to also have competitive businesses, right?
No, believe it or not, I'm non-exclusive, and okay. I'm also, so it could be a plumber in Westchester, but that plumber in Westchester might not be able to plumb in Dutchess, you know? So I don't, genres-wise, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because the important thing is, as long as you're helping local, it works. But there are certain businesses that I can't put on there, like financial institutions.
Right.
And also I can't put on like MLMs because they're more of a corporate-based business.
Right, and multi-level marketing is a lot different. So what is your... two other things I want to mention here. Tomorrow, besides the speakers, there's also going to be food. Tell them what else, and the prize.
There's going to be a whole bunch of food there. We're going to have like penne alla vodka. We're going to have chicken mahoney and all this different stuff there. But on top of that, we're going to have one alcoholic beverage as long as you're over 21 and drive responsibly. And then we're also going to have a bunch of raffles. So right now, the biggest raffle that we have is actually not mine. It's a $800 worth guest book, a video guest book offered by Echo Entertainment. So they're offering that. So like you could basically have like the red carpet drawn out for your next event.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next one, which is the one that I'm doing, is I'm offering a laptop. So, you know, if you're going into business or you're in a business, you could definitely get, you know, a laptop raffled off to you that day. So it's something that'll definitely help you to start your stuff.
So basically, folks, what we're saying, if you go to the Mark Your Brand event tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th, it's noon to 4 at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, and it's only $50. You get food, you get the chance to win a computer or a red carpet event type thing. You get a drink, you get the speakers with all their information, and then you find out about the Hudson Valley Gold Rewards, you know, the card. And so all you have to do is go to the Hudson Valley Gold Rewards event page to do that. And in addition, tomorrow, Ramon is going to be announcing, launching a brand new product that will be helping everybody. Would you want to tease it?
Yeah, it's to help them network themselves. I mean, a lot of people definitely have their business cards and whatnot, but a lot of times, have you ever been to a networking event and you basically look at it and you're like, oh, I had that card in my pocket somewhere, and you're looking for it and you're looking for it and you can't find it.
Right, well, and you're like, damn, that's the one person I wanted to speak to.
Yeah. So here's a way to kind of get it into your phone without having to think.
Right, but we're not going to tell you what it is because he's launching it tomorrow at the event, and you'd have to come there. So tomorrow I will see whoever shows up there. Thank you so much. And if people just want to go to your website again, it's CE Avengers, just like the Avengers.com, or they can go to HVGoldRewards.com. So that's HV, like Hudson Valley, GoldRewards.com, CE Avengers.com. And I am with the Avenger himself, Ramon Pinheiro. I will see you tomorrow at noon. Hopefully, everybody will come on out, and we'll be back with more Fran's World in just a minute.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Adventure Girl.
We're back. You're listening to Fran's World, show number 26, live at City Center, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors. Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industries for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola, their last name is the first name in landscape. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the application at Westchester Talk. And we're on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram. Basically, we want you to see what we're doing at every moment of the day. But you can also go to FranCapo.com and see what I'm doing with all my crazy things. So, we have another fantastic guest. Now, I know my next guest for a long time, and we've done a lot of speaking engagements together, and he's got this fantastic thing that's coming up. But let me tell you his bio first, because you guys don't know him. So my next guest is an international speaker for high-level CEO masterminds. He started his first business at the age of 16. See, this guy's motivated. And since graduating law school in 1987, he has founded 43 companies. Some people can't even count the 43. He's hosted his own TV show and created dozens of audio and video programs on success and prosperity, all the things that we want. You want to make money, you want to be happy. He's also a best-selling author of 17 books. He's almost caught up to me, but I don't have 43 businesses. And he does all of his work in both English and Espanol. He believes in making sense out of things for the rest of us. To that end, he's created this fantastic thing that I've tried out called Mind Types. It's a unique approach to understanding who we are and what we stand for, which is exactly what we're going to talk about here today. Please welcome Ridgely Goldsboro, all the way from Florida. Woohoo! Look, the crowd goes wild. I love it.
You know, and it is is sticky and hot still, and I don't know what happened to fall, but it has just not arrived, Fran. I don't know what I can tell you about
that. Well, listen, I could send you some leaves if that'll make you feel better. Okay?
That'd be great.
The leaves will be sticky, but yeah, but I'll send you some leaves. So,
perfect.
So I have known you now for, I don't know, probably like 10 years at least, right? 10, 15 years?
That's right.
Yeah, we've
exactly.
And he, successful all over the place, but 43 companies. I mean, that's almost as many companies as years you are alive. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, but let's just really put that in context, because two or three of those companies were quite successful, four or five were moderately successful, and the rest were highly educational.
That's okay.
Like what I would like to say.
That's but you see, but that's the, you know, there's an old saying that goes, fall down seven times, get up eight. That's all that counts. That you get up,
that's
that
right.
You get up one more time, and that's the way you have that entrepreneurial spirit, is to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to try this, and maybe this works, and maybe it doesn't. And if it works, it helps a lot of people, and hopefully you make some money in the process. And if it doesn't, then you go, well, let me tweak it and try it this way. And I just love that you are always reinventing what you do. So I want to delve right into this, because people probably heard me say mind types and they're like, what are you talking about? So you like taking complex and challenging topics, as you said, and making sense out of them. So explain to people what a mind type is, or how many there are, or how you find out what it is.
Exactly. And let's just dive right in, and I will break it down, kind of walk through exactly what it is. So most people, trusting your intuition, can probably get a good sense of your mind type right here on this show. And don't worry if you feel a little confused, because by the end, we will make sure that you have a way to discover your mind type, because it is so important. Your mind type is literally the filter through which you see the world. It's the lens through which you look at everything. It determines why you speak the way you speak, think the way you think, and do literally every single thing that you do. It's like a chip in your mind, the essence of who you are. It is constantly running every single decision you make all day long, 365. And it's also your gift. It's what makes you unique and different. And I think all of us want to know our gifts. Shall I just jump right in and start talking about the different ones?
Yes, please do. But wait,
right,
I want to ask one question, because you said that everybody has a different mind type. Can people change their mind types?
No, you can't change your mind type. You can change how your mind type shows up for you. But let me give you where it comes from.
Okay.
So, Fran, let me ask you a question. When you were an infant and you wanted milk, what did you do?
I assume I would cry. I didn't think I was bartering
right.
At that moment. Yeah.
That's right. And you cry. And what happens when you cry?
Then I would get, hopefully my mother came over and shoved a bottle in my mouth.
Exactly right. And in that moment, an association is formed at a very primitive level, says that crying equals success. And you wake up in the middle of the night, that night, a little bit later, it's dark, you're lonely and scared in your crib. And what did you do?
You cry again, and then they come again, and you get reinforced that that's what you need to do.
That's right. And from that point forward, every single time you wanted or needed anything, what did you do?
Hopefully I stopped crying at the age of 10, but I think I cried for a while as a baby, yes.
That's exactly right. You cried until one day your parents, by the way, some of us never stopped. That,
that's true. I know a few people like that. They're crying to this day. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Well, for those of us with a little bit more enlightened parents or caretakers, after a while they say, Fran, I'm sorry, but that crying thing doesn't play anymore. And therefore, you got to figure something else out, because your needs and wants never went away. So if crying didn't work to get those needs and wants met, you had to take a different kind of an action. And when you did, and it worked, in that instant, a tiny filament of belief is created. So you have a different need, a different want, and you take a different action. It doesn't work. You discard that action. You try a third thing. It doesn't work. You discard that action. You say, wait a second. Maybe let me go back to that first one that worked. You try it again, and it works a second time. And in that moment, a second filament of belief is created. And one or two filaments doesn't hold up a whole hell of a lot. But imagine now that there are thousands of tiny wire cables of belief wrapped around and around and around each other to form a giant cable. What do you think that would hold up?
Right. Your whole life or tons.
Yeah, that's right. Your belief system. So the answer to your question is no, your mind type never changes, because nobody does anything without a belief. You don't get out of bed in the morning unless you believe it's better than staying under the covers. You don't eat unless you believe it's going to fill your belly. And we certainly don't go to work unless we believe we're going to be rewarded. Everything starts with a belief. Your mind type is the manifestation, the physical embodiment of your belief system, and it's governing everything you do, and therefore it is so important to know what it is, how to maximize it, because every mind type has a superpower, a strength, and they also have a kryptonite, which is something that will take you out unless you know how to overcome that. So, with that prelude, shall I jump in?
Yes, I do want to ask one question, because on your website I saw you had a thing that says limbic messaging. What is that?
So we make decisions based on emotions and feelings, and then we justify the decision based in logic. And it always happens in that sequence. In other words, our limbic or feeling brain makes a decision. Our thinking brain or neocortex justifies the decision based in logic. So we always decide based on feelings. Limbic messaging is the messaging that touches the limbic brain, that goes to the decision maker. If you want to get a decision made in your favor, you have to speak to the limbic brain. And regrettably, almost all marketing that's out there doesn't. Most marketing talks about what we make, what we sell, what we offer, what we do, and nobody cares, friend. People care about why do you do what you do, but nobody cares about what you do because somebody else down the street does the same thing.
Right. And I just realized something when you said that, because also they want to know what's in it for them. So you have to speak about what it is going to benefit that person, because if they're just hearing, oh, I do this and this and this and this, they don't want to hear the, you know, I'm a plumber and I set up this way, you know, just fix the sink, just do what I need to get done. And so tell how you can figure out people's method, you know, by doing this program that you have.
Well, so let's walk through this. Let's walk through it. I'm going to walk through the seven mind types, and I encourage everyone who's listening to trust your intuition. What feels right? Now, when you're talking about feeling, again, we're in the limbic brain, the decision-making part of the brain that is governing everything you do, so let's go from there. All right, we're going to walk through all these. Don't worry about taking notes. I'm going to recap, and I promise we will give you a way to make sure you know your mind type before we end this show today. So number one, the giver, the person that is making a difference, having an impact, creating value for others, contributing in some way, whether that's bringing coffee to a team at the office, to changing the destiny of the nation. That's number one. Mind type number one, the giver. Mind type number two, the connector, the person for whom bonds and relationships is everything. They value trust above all else. They do what they say they're going to do. They show up when they say they're going to show up. That's number two, the connector.
By the way, I just want to stop for 1 second. I actually did this mind types with Ridgely prior to the show, and I found out that I was the connector, and his analysis was dead on. So continue.
There you go. Number three, the problem solver. The person who makes sense out of things. They take lots of data in at warp speed, and they break it down. They simplify it. They figure out. They clarify things. They love to resolve things. Solutions is what they're all about. Giving options and alternatives. So that's number three, the problem solver. Number four, the innovator. The person that is always looking to tweak things, improve things, make things better. They want to find a better way to do anything, whether that's organizing a garage or setting up a new manufacturing plant. Doesn't matter. These people are constantly asking a question. Well, what about this? What about that? How about this? What about that? What can I improve here? What can I make better? That's number four, the innovator. Number five, the perfectionist. The perfectionist is the person that understands that if you do A, then B, then C, then D, E is predictable. They love doing things the right way, being precise, doing things correctly. They understand that you cross the T's and you dot the I's and everything works well, and you can see into the future. So that's number five, the perfectionist. Number six, the rebel. The rebel thinks differently than everybody else and lives outside the box. The rebel is the person that challenges the status quo, the norm, the convention. They disrupt everything. They're the kind of person that the normal way is never going to be the way for them. They live outside the box, and they're always going to take on anything that is middle of the road. And lastly, number seven, the master. The master is the person who just loves to learn for the sheer joy of learning. They take in lots of information because they love absorbing new things, even if it's unrelated to what they do. They always want to go to another level. They want to take things deeper. They're very, very, very smart people. That's number seven, the master. So recapping really quickly, number one, the giver, the person that loves to contribute, add value, make a difference, have an impact. Number two, the connector, that's all about bonds, relationships, and building trust. Number three, the problem solver that makes sense out of things, clarifies and simplifies things for others. Number four, the innovator, the person that is always looking to improve things and find a better way, no matter what it is that they're doing. Number five, the perfectionist, the person that does things the right way, that loves systems, processes, procedures. Number six, the rebel, the person that thinks differently and challenges the status quo about everything. And number seven, the master, who's always looking to go deeper and take things to another level. So those are the seven. What do you think, Fred?
I think that it's amazing that you could break down that. But now I'm just curious, because I know that you and I talked and I was the connector, but then I'm thinking, but I feel like I fit into some of these other types. So how do they cross over? Can somebody be two mind types? Or is it that they just lean heavier towards one type?
No, I just think it's because you're schizophrenic.
Okay, other people might say that, because I'm going, wait a second, I always do things different than anybody else. I don't do it the way that they do it. I'm like, no, that's for other people, not for me. And then I'm going, problem solving, I ask a million questions. I always need to do that. So I'm going, wait a minute, I'm number two. Wait a minute, I'm also number this and that.
Let me break that down for you. So anybody can take on the superpower, put on the cape of any of the mind types at any time. And we should probably talk about the seven superpowers and seven kryptonites as a way of helping people really discover their mind type. However, you will default back to your primary. In other words, at the end of the day, yes, you can be the rebel that challenges the status quo. Yes, you can be the problem solver that asks a lot of questions. But in your heart of hearts, in your essence, Fran, you are a connector. It's what you do all the time. You're constantly connecting with people, building bonds with people, relationships with people. So that is your primary mind type. You also have a secondary mind type and a tertiary. And I would suggest to you that the other two are exactly the ones you pointed out, the problem solver and the rebel. But we all have a primary, and it's really important to know what that is, because when we're not actively paying attention to things, we default back to our primary mind type.
Wow, that's interesting. So did you want to talk about the superpowers? But I want to say, while we're doing this right now, I do want people to know, I want you to listen to what Ridgely is saying, but if you go to mindtypes.com/Fran, you could actually take a quiz to see what kind of mind type, after Ridgely explains everything, but then you could see what mind type you are. So go ahead.
That's exactly right. And so don't even hesitate. Go to mindtypes.com/Fran, and you will be able to discover your mind type through a quiz that is set up specifically for that. But let's have some fun here. Because what's cool is the superpowers are interesting, but then we get to the kryptonites, it gets even more interesting. So we'll go to the superpowers first. Number one, the giver's superpower is causes. They're always contributing to causes, participating in causes, being a part of a cause. They jump in, whether that's a local cause with their community or a huge cause, like a movement of some kind. Number two, the connector. The connector's superpower is trust, building trust, showing that they're trustworthy. Trust is everything to a connector. I'm married to a connector. I know you're a connector also, Fran. My wife says to me that she's going to be home at 7 o'clock and she's not home by 7:15 and hasn't called to say she's running late. I'm calling the police.
Because trust that she says exactly that, you know that you could rely on it.
That's exactly right. She either would have been there or she would have called. The idea that she's doing neither is not possible. That's not happening.
Right.
Number three, the problem solver. Superpower solutions. They come up with them so easily. They take in the data. They take in the information. They work through that information, and they come up with options, alternatives, and solutions for the rest of us. Number four, the innovator. improvements. They're always looking for a better way. Their superpowers, improvements. They see them in everything, from how to reorganize a desk to literally how to improve a massive process. Number five, the perfectionist. Superpowers, systems. They love systems, coming up with systems, implementing systems, making sure that the right way to do things is in place so that the future is predictable. Number six, the rebel. Challenge. They challenge everything. They challenge the norm. They challenge the status quo. They challenge convention. Challenging things is their superpower. And number seven, the master, depth. Always looking to go to another level, to take things even deeper. Again, recapping all those, the giver, causes, the connector, trust, the problem solver, solutions, the innovator, improvements, the perfectionist,
systems.
The rebel, challenge, and the master, depth. Those are the seven superpowers. So maybe that will help some of the people that are listening to verify or confirm or challenge what they thought they might have been. All of the above. When we get to kryptonites, it gets it even a little bit more interesting.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear what kicks down these people. Not that we want to, but let's hear it. Okay.
No, it's fun. You got to know what that is.
No. I want to know. I'm saying I don't want to take down the people. I definitely want to know the kryptonite. I want to know my weak spot so I can change it. Yeah, go ahead.
For sure. All right, because the kryptonite is obviously going to be almost the exact opposite of the superpower. In other words, we're really, really strong in one area. So in the opposite of that area, we have a blind spot. We don't even get it. We don't even pay attention. So let's go through those. So number one, the giver superpower is causes, and their kryptonite is overcommitment. They have a great deal of difficulty saying
They don't know the word no.
I can't. That's right. And they end up with way too much stuff on their plate, meaning that they either let things fall through the cracks or stress out in the process of trying to accomplish everything. So number one, the giver causes superpower kryptonite overcommitment. Number two, the connector superpower is trust, but their kryptonite is waste, and it shows up in a very interesting way. The connector is so determined to prove that they're trustworthy and can be trusted that they do the extra, the extra, the extra, and a little bit more extra, and then a little bit extra after that to prove that they're trustworthy. And the problem is it doesn't work because the rest of the world is not connectors. And therefore, all they see is, wow, that person's so nice. They do all that stuff. They're so nice, always going the extra mile. And the connector ends up being either taken advantage of or ends up wasting time when they thought they were building trust and actually all they were doing was being nice. So to get their life back, they've got to increase the awareness of that kryptonite and stop doing so much stuff that isn't accomplishing the objective that they set for themselves.
That's important. I want people to understand that. If you're aware of your kryptonite, instead of being worried that that is your kryptonite, you take that and you go, okay, if I have an awareness of this, I could stop it.
That's exactly right. And some kryptonites are overcome in different ways. And I'll tell you about number three, because this is my kryptonite as a problem solver. I'm a problem solver.
Okay.
Have you ever been having a conversation with somebody, friend, and suddenly you realize that they have the dumb look?
Like yes.
They're looking at you.
That deer in the headlight
really
looks.
There.
Right. And you're going, hello, hello.
I know, right?
Where did I lose you? Yeah.
That is a problem solver dealing with their kryptonite, which is paralysis. When the problem solver doesn't have enough data, their processing brain shuts down, and they get the dumb look. They're like,
like
molasses.
I know someone like that. Literally, I will be saying something. You know, it's funny because now as you're saying it, I'm trying to picture which people I know that fit into each category. And I'm thinking of, I'm not going to say the name, but I'm thinking of a particular person. And then I'll say, and I'll be saying all the things. And all of a sudden, they get the look. I go, what? He goes, whoa. You're overloading my brain. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm overloading? It's very simple. No. Wait, start again. What do you mean start again? You know, and so... Yes, totally get it.
Exactly. So that's the paralysis. Now, the good news is that the kryptonite of the problem solver is one of the easiest to overcome. The problem solver shuts down when they don't have enough data. So to get reengaged, all they need is more data. Go Google something. Call somebody. Boom. Brain kicks back in again. They're up and running. All right.
Ah, good for you. Good for you. You got the easy one to solve. Go ahead.
I know, right? The innovator. The innovator's superpowers, improvements. They're always looking for a better way. But their kryptonite is change for change's sake. They just want to change everything. They think everything can be made better, and some things are better just left alone. Can you imagine going to your accountant and saying, I just want the accountant that works with me to be an innovator so they can improve on GAAP. That's generally accepted accounting principles. Probably not a good idea.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
right,
funny.
Number five.
Go ahead.
The perfectionist. The perfectionist who loves order, hates chaos, superpowers systems. They want a process, an A, B, C, D, E. Their kryptonite is rigidity. Sometimes they just can't think outside the box. They just can't bring in a lot of creativity. And what ends up happening is people dump a lot of monkeys on their backs. Well, you know what? That person over there, they're going to come up with a system anyway. There's no point in us thinking about it. Let's just get them to finish. Let's get them to do that thing. And they end up with lots of monkeys on their back because they're too rigid to be open to lots of other ideas.
That's like that commercial when... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm thinking that's like that commercial. Give it to Mikey. He'll do it. Remember that from a long time ago? It's like they'll... Yeah. And then they become lazy.
Mikey eats anything.
Exactly. Mikey will eat anything. Just give it to him. Give it to the perfectionist. Go ahead.
That's right. Exactly. So then you got the rebel. The rebel who is constantly challenging everything. You ever have this kind of reaction to someone saying, I just don't get that person. You ever have that reaction?
Yep.
Well, what we're saying there...
My husband says that about me, but go ahead. Yeah,
I'm with you on that one. I say that about you, too.
Oh, thanks. So okay. You talked before the show. I know. I heard. Okay. Right.
So the thing is, when you don't get someone, the tendency is to want to push them away. When I say I like you, psychologically, I'm saying I am a lot like you. And when you're dealing with a rebel who challenges everything, challenges everyone, challenges the status quo, their kryptonite is isolation, because people push them away. I don't want to be challenged anymore. I don't want you challenging me on a constant basis. So the rebel ends up isolating. Their kryptonite is isolation. And lastly, the master, who's always looking for to take things to another level, their superpower is depth. Their kryptonite is complexity. It's like you're talking to somebody and say, you know how this phone works, this phone that we're using right now? Yeah, I push a button and I call Fran and we get on the show. It's awesome. And the master would be saying, no. What happens is there's a voice processor. The voice processor connects to a tower. The tower beams something off a satellite. The satellite communicates to another satellite. No, dude, stop. I don't need to know all that.
That's like,
I don't need to get all that complicated.
Exactly.
Just give me the short version.
That's like right. Sheldon on Big Bang, who, you know, he has to tell you every single thing. And you're like, I get it. I don't need to know that. Just walk out the door. I don't need to know that the locks and the hinges are on. But, recap. Go ahead. Do the recap, because
Really quickly.
Yeah.
The giver, overcommitment, doesn't know how to say no. The connector, waste, does too much for others to help in an effort to prove trust. The problem solver, paralysis when they don't have enough data. The innovator, change for change's sake. The perfectionist, rigidity, not open to lots of ways of looking at things. The rebel, isolation, because they challenge everybody. And the master, complexity, because they go too deep and talk too long. So those are the kryptonites. Hopefully that helps people verify or confirm what their mind type is. And if not, go to mindtypes.com/Fran.
That was fabulous, because everybody is always fascinated with how their minds work. And taking this quiz, you'll find out so many things about yourself. And then if you want to go in depth further, then you could find out about the program and take it from there. But Ridgely, that I love it. I'm over here going, as you're doing, I'm taking notes, I'm writing down, because I love figuring out my mind. Of course, I'm going to go home and analyze all this, drive my husband crazy. You and him will talk again. But whatever. But it is...
The thing is, you got to think about this. I mean, not to be funny, but to not know this is crazy. What if you're in the wrong relationship for your mind type? What if you have the wrong job for your mind type? What if, because you don't know your mind type, you can't overcome that one thing, whether that's to lose weight, make money, get in the right, find the right partner, or whatever, And if you just mastered your mind type, everything would change. Because when you change one thing, you change everything. It all comes out like dominoes, tumbling. You figure out your money thing, you got more money for relationships. You figure out your relationships, you feel better. You can make more money. You know what I'm saying? It all goes together
when you master
your mind type.
Yes, and that's take it from Ridgely Goldsboro, who figured this all out. He's been doing this for years. Check out your mind type, and then come back and tell me about it later on. Next month, and let's see how it worked out for you. And remember, you can go to mindtypes.com/Fran. This is Fran's World. We'll be back next month, the last Friday of every month, on Fran's World. Thank you so much, Ridgely. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ramon. Speak to you later, Matt. Bye, Jim. Have a good week.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.